This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Why Jesus doesn't do reverse delegation. John 14:22-27. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid." Consider this. Why do we want Jesus to do what he wants us to do? Isn't that what Mr. Judas, not Iscariot, was getting at? Jesus does not do reverse delegation. "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Sometimes I think this is how we think when it comes to the greater works Jesus told us we would be doing. We see signs and wonders as something Jesus drops here and there like glory bombs. We think of them as being the causal agent of people believing in God. Here's my question. What if it's the divinely empowered human love behind the signs and wonders that makes the bigger difference? That would make love the causal agent of faith. It raises my thought from yesterday about the lack of greater works being directly related to the lack of greater love. "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Isn't that just like us? We want Jesus to show himself to us and to the world. Instead, Jesus intends to show himself to us, and through us, he intends to show himself to the world. We keep asking Jesus to do something he is asking us to do. It's like we're asking him to write the check, and all the while he is saying to us, "Cash it. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Jesus will have no other home, no other temple than his disciples. I want to test an idea with you. What if it's like this? For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son. For Jesus so loved the world, he gave his one and only church. For the church so loved the world, we give the one and only Spirit. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is himself the great sign and wonder. Thank you that he has chosen to show himself to the world through the church. Awaken us to his readiness to love the world through us. Lead us to the greater love that leads to the greater works. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions, number one, wouldn't it be easier if Jesus would just show himself to the world directly? Why do we, like Judas, want this? Number two, what hinders Jesus showing himself to the world through the church? And number three, what hinders Jesus showing himself to the world through you? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.